Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to the 2017 of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, and it's never too early to talk college football. It's right around the corner. It's one of the bad things about summertime, as you know, these guys are doing their thing as they prepare for another season. And today we're going to North Alabama, and we're going to be talking with their standout defensive back, led the Gulf South Conference in pass breakups. It's Maurice Carnell. Maurice, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe, you know, the summer days are kind of here and not in probably, about a month and a half you'll be getting to the college football field?
Oh, man, yes. It's season went by. Off season is flying by, and we just getting prepared for this great season we got ahead of us. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's my last year. So, you know, going out, got to go out with a bang for sure.
And for you, I mean, how do you do kind of evolve into the DB position? I know growing up you probably played plenty of positions, but, you know, how do you find yourself on the defensive side of the ball and kind of putting yourself out on that island?
What's crazy is from when I first got into I didn't even play flag football. I went straight into tackle to Mighty Mike. And from that point on, I was always a DB. I love to hit, so I was on defense my first year, and it just stuck with me. I really never played offense. I never liked getting hit. I like to do the hitting, so I always say DB, and it stuck with me then, and it's a great position. I love it. Would never change it.
Excellent. And kind of, I was, you know, looking at your bio, you know, kind of before we were going on today and, you know, saw that you played some time, you know, you had some time at Grossmont College prior to your arriving at North Alabama. How did you kind of slip through the cracks coming out of high school? And obviously once you got to Grossmont, you had great success. And obviously, you know, you get yourself into North Alabama. So just kind of talk about that journey from the high school into how you arrived here, you know, at, you know, UNA.
Oh, man, it was definitely a crazy journey, really crazy. I didn't have no offers out of high school, and I got this last-minute offer to a school in Kansas. It was the NAIA, which I didn't know nothing about, and I was so anxious to get out of San Diego, and I just took it. I didn't do my homework. I didn't look into it. Went out there, and it was a terrible experience. And I didn't like it at all. So I came straight back to San Diego and decided to go the JUCO route. I went to Southwestern College, 2013. I was out there playing and I ended up getting hurt, actually. I broke my elbow, had to get two surgeries. So I missed that season. And then I came back for 2014. And I ended up leaving Southwestern College in the summer and went to Grossmont College. And that's where my game just took off. I met my coach, Brent Husson. He's actually a coach now at Southwestern College, who was at Grossmont College first. And just the first day I went out there, we clicked, and he helped me take my game to a whole another level. Freshman year at Grossmont, I went off, did great numbers, won Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, first team All-Conference. He just took my game to a whole nother level. And I heard from Utah State. That was my first little interest I heard coming out of Grossmont. So going into my sophomore year, that summer I got a random call from Texas State offering me full ride. I was at work, actually. They called me, and I went crazy. My first offer. Yeah, it was very exciting. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then after that, that's when the next offer came in. Utah State called me. And that's when I was really happy because I didn't hear from them after the first couple of times I talked to them my freshman year. And then, almost a year went by. I was, you know, kind of down, like, oh, man. I guess they didn't want me. They wasn't really interested. And when I got that random call and they offered me, oh, yeah, it was truly a blessing. And that's when the recruiting process just started blowing up a little bit. I started getting interest from who else I talked to? Arizona State. I went out there to visit. I went and looked at USC. And then a few other coaches was hitting me up on my Twitter messages. And all that was good. I was committed to Utah State. And then coming towards the end of my sophomore season, I'm getting ready to graduate. Excited, going to Utah State. Unfortunately, my eligibility time was all messed up. I didn't know about. I only had 1 year eligibility left. So the Utah State coach, yeah, they had called and told me that. And, you know, of course, they pulled it. They don't want to offer nobody for 1 year. So that was really tough. This was right, yeah, this was like probably 2 weeks before graduation. And, you know, a kid with a chance to go play D1 ball was crushed after that happened. So, but they didn't just throw me back out in the dead. Like, that's what I really appreciate about the Utah State coaches. They sent me out to all the top D2 schools. So I had to go through the whole recruiting process again. So when that happened, I wasn't home for longer than a couple of days. Every other day, I was flying out visiting another school. I went and visited about 3-4 D2 schools. Yeah, it was crazy, super crazy. And
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, so that's crazy. And I went to one of my boys I played JUCO with at Southwestern was here at North Alabama. And I knew that, and he hit me up, and we set a visit. I took all my other visits around the D2. And then I came to UNA, and the first day I just landed in UNA, met the coaches. They showed me around the campus, met the players. I fell in love with it, and I ended up committing here at UNA. And things happened for a reason. God, unfortunately, had other plans for me. So I got over it now, you know, not being able to go play D1, but just still being able to have a chance to play football and get an education and everything paid for is still a blessing. So definitely things happen for a reason. Came in my first year and went to the national championship. It was the only game on ESPN that day. So that's just truly a blessing. And thank God for it every day. So, yes, it was a crazy journey for sure. Crazy, crazy journey.
For you, that's excellent stuff. Once again, Maurice Carnell, the standout DB here on the C2P. We're talking some North Alabama football and finding out how this young man arrived, and obviously quite a story. For you, I mean, how do you kind of approach this season now? I mean, obviously there's so much riding. Obviously you want to think ahead and continue playing. But for you, I mean, what are the team goals and what are some of your personal goals?
Oh, the team goals is definitely – as you know, we lost the D2 National Championship game last year, and that really hurt us because we wanted it so bad. We wanted it so, so bad, and we came up short. So definitely we want to go back and win it this year for sure. That's the main goal. And so we just been – everybody been working hard all summer. We got guys – I actually came back a month earlier – then our report day just to, you know, get my mind right and get prepared for the season. It's been a great off season. Been working hard, me and my other players, of course. And the team looks very good, and we're hungry. And we're definitely making a run back to that national championship. But we just go take it a step at a time, game by game. And we're looking pretty good. We had a lot of seniors take off, but the coaches did a great recruiting job and brought in so many athletes. And this camp gonna be very competitive. And just go get ready and prepare for Texas A&M Commerce.
And there you go. I mean, for you, I mean, kind of talk about, you know, what kind of defensive system you play and what your coaches ask of you kind of on a week-in, week-out basis and in your system and what kind of, you know, what are your bump and run, are you man? I mean, kind of talk about what you excel most at.
Oh, yeah, definitely a bump and run guy. They put me on the number one receiver and pretty much, like, take him out the game. Take him out the game. and that's always what it's been my whole life. I always played man. I love man. I could play zone, too. I do it all. But do it all around cornerback. But my biggest strength, yeah, is definitely some bump and run man coverage. And that's what the coaches was impressed with, and that's what they like. And we run a lot of man. So them to have me to take out the number one guy, I know it takes a lot of pressure off of for the rest of the board. So, yes, sir. Yeah.
You get bored out there sometimes. I mean, you never want to give up a reception, but sometimes you try to bait the quarterback in the throne to you.
Yeah, that happens, man. That happens. You're always gonna give up a couple of catches, but you got to have a quick memory and always forget and move on to the next play. And the GSC is a tough conference. So last season, every week we was playing against really good opponents, and so I got to see a good receiver every week, and it was pretty good. Competition is high, but none of them receivers could ever say they scored on me. Not one score last year. You know, caught a couple balls.
Nice.
But nothing major.
Nice.
So I let the conference pass breakups, so – this year, I gotta turn them pass breakups to more interceptions for sure.
Nice, nice. You got good hands. I know. I mean, I cover the Steelers as well. When we always used to tease Ike Taylor because he just had awful hands. I mean, the guy probably could have had another 20 interceptions. Is it just the ball not hitting your hands right, or do you, are the hands not that good?
I'm definitely not like that. I don't got awful hands. I had three interceptions. I don't know. I had two really chances to take them back, but the receivers turned into a DB, knocked the ball right out.
Nice.
So this year I just got to be more hungry and really secure that ball and takes whatever's in the air has got to be mine. So that's my goal this year, about 6 to 8 interceptions. Less pass breaker.
Awesome.
So more picks, less pass breaker.
There's a way to stuff. Well, hey, man, we're almost out of time, but before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall stuff?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, take us inside that locker room with the Lions. Which coach would probably have the least likeliest, you know, a player kind of do an impersonation of him?
Probably our head coach, Coach Willis. He probably is. Yeah, I'm sure he don't like us doing no impressions of him. He come in there and see that. We'll probably be running, but he's a great coach, great guy. He'll probably laugh it off.
So, Coach.
He wouldn't like
it. And how about female celebrities, Maurice? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
If I could take out a celebrity, it'll probably be Rihanna.
Her name's up comes quite a bit. She's always kind of our second. She's like the silver medalist every year. Beyonce's always the gold medalist, and then Rihanna's usually Megan Good and Rihanna usually are second and third. But Rihanna usually gets past her. But we usually take the tally. And then the final question for you, Eric Dorsey, he's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes and ideas on your cleats. If you could have any kind of job, you know, paint job on your shoes, what kind of idea would you want on there?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I don't know what I create. I really want something out of this world, though, something super dope. I don't know. It'll probably be a mixture of all type of stuff. Probably my family members' names on them mixed with with some crosses, of course, because I wouldn't be in this position without God. So, yeah, probably something like that for sure.
Awesome. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and give you the desires of your heart. Obviously, it's coming to fruition for you, Maurice. Hey, man, we appreciate you reaching out. We appreciate we were able to get this going. We can't wait to follow you through the season. Best of luck to you and your teammates, and we can't wait to find out how this journey goes next season, or next year, I should say.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you, thank you. You guys have a great day, and be looking forward to the show this season.
Once again, Maurice Carnell, the standout North Alabama DB, kind of taking some time before the season starts, and obviously expectations always high down at UNA. They got a great program, and they also produce a ton of talent, and this is one of the talented kids on that talented roster. We expect bigger, better things as we go through the draft process when this thing's all over and done with. If you want to hear more from Maurice, you want to check out his bio, you guys can go to collegetopro.com, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.